Hey, thanks, Saul. Hi, Joseph. How are you doing today?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing great. So, the beautiful city of Ronkonkoma.
Yeah, that's what you call it.
Not beautiful every day, I suppose. No place
well,
is, right?
Like any other, it's like any other neighborhood, you know?
No, I suppose.
The door's locked in your... You keep your doors locked and you're safe. You lock everything you own. And you're good.
You bet. You bet. So, Joseph, what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, of course. And then if you're happy with the plan and we're happy with the plan, we'll move forward and get you set up on the listing today. Sound good?
I mean, yeah, but no. I told your friend on the that called me that I just got off the phone with the bank. I had to cancel my debit card because that wouldn't matter. I could always if I like what's going on, I could always transfer money from one account to my other. Use that debit card, I guess.
Sure, sure. No worries, no worries. Well, and so Saul had noted he had some trouble with Angie's or home advisor.
They're not what they're supposed to be.
Yeah, I've heard that once or twice before, believe it or not.
Yeah.
They'll
send you leads. I'm supposed to get 21 leads a month. That's what I pay $800 a month for. Out of those 21 leads, I call those leads and maybe three people pick the phone up and talk to me. The other ones never call back. So I'm stuck paying. So it's $800 wasted. I can't do it.
Wow.
I can't
do
it. And I specifically asked them when I joined them, I said, am I paying? If people don't call me back, am I paying? No, you only pay to get connected with the contractor or with the homeowner. So I called them up and said, these people aren't calling me back and you're charging me. Well, did you dial their phone number? I go, yes, I did.
Well, yeah.
And you owe us $8. I go, how do I owe you when they didn't call me back? You didn't give me a lead. You gave me a phone number.
Right, right. Wow. Well, then let's talk about something that's not going to waste your money, and it won't be as expensive as $800 a month. That is insane. So one of the first things I'll do today, Joseph, when we get you set up on that listing, is I will close down the painting category for Ronkonkoma, and that's actually closed for a 50-mile radius around you. So meaning in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with one of your competitors. So Joris Painting is the only company we'll be partnered with and putting on that first page. So those leads...
What does first page mean?
So we get you up in that map section, which I'm sure you've Googled something a million times already, right? And you've seen the map. Yeah, so you're familiar with the... Okay, so right at the top of the page, underneath the paid advertisements, which a lot of people just scroll past, is that map section. Go ahead, Andy.
So what I know is if I say, looking for a locksmith around Ronkonkoma, I'm looking for a locksmith, they would give, I see like five or six locksmiths come up in like a 30-mile radius. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, exactly, exactly. And they show up as a pin on the map. So that's where we're going
to
place.
I really don't know. I don't pay too much attention to that.
That's okay. That's okay. But that's where we put you, is in that, so that you pop up in that map section as a pin on the map. And then your calls and leads, your next client just clicks and calls you directly, because you're one of the top recommended companies on that page. So that gets those phones ringing. And we don't charge by the call or the lead or the click or the whatevers. Everything is based on a flat monthly rate. It doesn't matter if you take in 20 or 50 new clients or leads.
It's like the way I used to advertise with the yellow book. You pay for an ad, it goes in.
Kind of.
But it's on a computer though, right? In other words, yeah, you pay, let's say it's $1,000 a month. That's it. Your name is out there. People need to pay the, if they see you and they, you happen to get lucky, they use your name, they call you direct, and it's your customer.
Exactly. And so one thing we do know is that 90%, so any search that anybody does, I'm looking for a painter near me. And 90% of the people that do a search like that pick someone who is in that map section on the first page. So that is what really gets us.
What's a map section? An area? An area? A zone?
Yeah. Well, so it's the section that sits right up at the top where you see the pins on the other side. Now, Joseph, I was looking at what you've got for online presence so far. I'm not finding a website. Do you have one and I'm just not finding it?
I don't have a website, no.
Okay, no problem. Let me check with our tech. Typically, so we don't build websites for the general public, but we typically do for our new partners, like Joris Painting. No cost to you. It's just a matter of whether or not I've got upcoming tech openings. So let me check that while we chat. And then I also didn't find a Google business profile yet. Is that something that you started or not quite?
What's that?
So the Google business...
I'm exactly where I am. Was the last time I advertised, it was with the phone book. Then I went to work for somebody for 13 years. Now I'm getting too old to work for somebody. Climbing
I hear
40
you.
Feet. No, now I got to call the shots now because I'm starting to hurt.
I hear you. So, I hear you. Well, that's smart.
So I spoke with my wife. I said, babe, I need to quit where I'm working. And she's like, why are you going to do that? It's secure. I go, because my body's broken, babe. I'm 60 almost.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So
you got to.
And I have no problem selling work, man, because when you go in there and you're older, people trust you more, believe it or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Joseph, you definitely make a perfect fit for the listing. Now, are you on Facebook by any chance?
No.
Okay, no worries.
I am on zero. I'm on nothing. The only thing I'm working with is Angie's List.
I'll
be serious. So you don't just take.
No,
it
I appreciate
no,
that.
No, I'm not on anything.
Now, would you be opposed to setting up a Facebook account if it brought you more business?
I don't even know how that would work.
We'd walk you through it. We'll help you do it. It'll bring you a lot more business too. And we can actually key in on if there are any certain areas around Ronkonkoma. I mean, we can do by zip code, neighborhood, income level, age range.
That's the way I am right now with Angeles. I have like 5 areas that I'm working out of. And believe it or not, I don't, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of get how that goes.
Okay, so would you be opposed then to a Facebook account if it brought you more business?
No, I wouldn't. Oh my!
Okay,
hold on a second.
Sure.
I need to stop. My alarm went off.
No worries.
All right, I'm there.
All right. So, like I said, you're definitely a perfect fit for this listing. So, Joris Painting, then, is the only company that we'll be partnered with and promoting to the first page. I'm sure you can kind of see now how that's going to get those phones ringing. You're right there when people are searching for your services. Right in front of them.
Right.
They just click and call you. Okay, perfect. So, now, I'm going to apply. Is your business about 4 years old? Have I got that right?
No, it's about 20 years old. It's just that I laid it down. I haven't used it in 13 years.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect.
I went to work for somebody, but I kept all the business end of it open. It's the checking account, the bank.
Smart. That was smart, Joseph. Smart thinking, absolutely. Okay, so knowing that, I can actually apply a pretty decent discount for you. It just makes you a better candidate for the listing because you are so established in business but you're also able and willing to take on more business. And you clearly do wonderful work. I find a couple of really good reviews out here about you, nothing negative. So I can classify you as a legacy business, which is going to give you a nice discount. So normal retail would be $5.99 a month, but with your legacy discount, I can get you down to $3.49. And now everything is month to month. We don't lock you into a contract. We actually intend to have to do our job every single month to keep your business, to earn your business. So, and that is placing you on that first page, getting those phones ringing, and then keeping you in that position.
You know what? Let me ask you a question. With Angie,
certainly.
It's so much stuff to do. There's apps involved. You got to get it to the app.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what I wanted. I even told my wife, Angie's List doesn't start working by next week, I'm going to see about a Google ad because, babe, you pay for it, you forget it. If the phone rings, it rings. If it don't, well, you know, listen, even if at $350 a month, even if I nailed two jobs, think about it.
Right. Exactly. It's paid. It's more than paid for.
Last week I laid out $413. You know what I got for that?
Not
two
much.
Two jobs that added up to $2,200. But out of that, I had to lay out $500 in labor and $300 in paid. So what's that?
Oh, wow.
So I made $1,400 and I worked my ass off. So that's the answer.
Well, I think you'll like this, Ben, because you'll like this because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many leads or clients you land. We don't charge by the lead or the click. They all just come straight to you. And as the customer, I don't know if you know all the hoops that a customer has to jump through to get through Angie's to you, but it is ridiculous. I mean, they've got to fill out a web form.
Exactly. Half the stuff they steal. Like, I'll call up a customer, and if I get lucky enough for a customer to pick the phone up or call me back, they're like, how'd you get my number? And I'm like, well, through Angie's List.
Well,
you didn't call Angie's List. Well, that's because Angie's is, they're either paying for people
Ripping
it off. I don't know, and I don't really care. I just don't like it.
Yeah. Well, this you're going to love because you don't have to keep track of how many leads you get. None of that. They all just go straight to you.
No, it's open. Like, it's like an ad in the paper. People call, need you, they see it, they call you.
Exactly. Only
how it works?
On steroids, yes. On steroids.
On
definitely.
Steroids. Okay.
Yep. So, and then now that $349 is a locked in rate. So it's not like it's an introductory. You know, a year from now, if our retail prices go up, you're still locked in with your discounts. And then, so normally there's also a $299 setup fee, but your legacy discount got that down to $99. Now, to give you an idea of timeline, industry standard to do the programming and everything needed to get you to the first page is about 3 to 6 months. We actually cut that in half, and I'm happy to give that to you in writing. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days. So what we'll do in that...
Where would I be meanwhile?
So meanwhile, we're working on programming. So we are putting your website up, getting that running, all about Joris Painting, your pictures, your contact information, everything about you. Getting the back-end programming done so that your site is Google compliant and wrapping everything up in a neat little ball of data, and we send that over to Google so that they can get you on first page. So that does typically take up to about 45 days. So for that reason, we do ask a verbal commitment. It's as easy as saying, okay, I can understand that, that you give it a try for the first 2 months. Let us get our programming done so that we can start showing you those results in month 2. Fair enough?
All right, so in other words, it takes about 6 weeks to 8 weeks to get it rolling, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And we know that if we only worked on our programming for your information for a month, we'd literally be wasting your money, and that's the last thing we want to do. So now this sounds like something that's going to be a great fit for you, being that you don't have to pay per lead. You can have as many leads and calls as you want. You'll be right there when people are looking for you, right? I mean, I think this will really get your business going.
No, I'm interested, but the thing is, I want to answer the question. You're saying it takes that a certain amount of time to get me up there.
Right.
Once I'm up there, are they going to start charging me too?
Nope. You will never see a bill from us any higher than $349, unless you add other services.
No, not you. Is anybody else going to bill me after you?
No. Absolutely not.
So you are Google.
We're a Google channel partner. So Google doesn't work directly with small and medium-sized businesses. They work with,
hold on. You're a partner. Yeah. So now you set this up. Now, is Google going to say to me, well, you're paying them? They're a separate entity from us. Now, for you to be on Google, it's going to cost you $200 or $300 a month.
No, sir. No, this is the $349 is all you'll ever see. No extras, no nothing. We don't even add taxes onto that. It is a true flat rate. And we'll actually, as we get you set up here, do a voice recording of that for you for your own protection, but I'll give you all of that in writing as we get you set here. So,
who makes the web list? I mean, who makes the web page?
We do that internally, and actually while we were talking, I just kind of incorporated as we talked, my tech did answer me back. We do have openings. So building your website is no problem. It's about a $300 value, but it won't cost you a thing. We'll also host it for you. And then that will be tied into your Google business profile right there on that first page when people are searching for you.
Right. My phone. All right. So,
Don't do that.
I do it all the time. Lucky it still works.
I do too. Well, so Joseph, now this is an exclusive listing. So we do only work with one company per category per area. So what happened, our team had been calling the Ronkonkoma and surrounding area this morning looking for one good fit that we could partner with for this listing because we do only have the one. So Saul sent you over because he saw a great candidate in you. I have to agree. I think you're a perfect fit for this listing. We'd love to partner with you.
What areas would it cover?
So we'll close off a 50-mile radius around Ronkonkoma for any other companies that do painting. So that means we'll never work with your competitors. We only work with one company per category in that 50-mile radius around you.
All right. That's cool.
Okay. So let's go ahead.
Sounds too good to be true, which usually when that happens, it's a bad thing, but.
No, you know, we try to be affordable. I mean, I've heard of companies that charge $1,500 and $2,000 a month for this. And, you know, it's ridiculous and it's out of line. You don't have to pay that much. We've been in business for 17 years doing this very same thing for our partners. We've got over 10,000 partners across the country, and we're able to do it quickly and efficiently and at a lower cost because we can do it quickly. So yeah, we've got some of the best in the business working for us, and they never cease to amaze me. I'll go look at my clients. I watch for you to appear on first page. And
that's what I was going to ask. So let's say I do this right now.
Yes.
And within 2 months' time, I will be on the first page.
Yes, sir.
And so it takes
about
2 months to set the whole. You're saying it takes about 2 months to set the whole thing up, like the web page, everything.
Yep.
So I won't be getting nothing for 2 months, and I understand that. I get it.
You might see a few filter in sooner, so it'll start gradually. So you might see results a little bit sooner. But yes, two months is realistic.
All right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's go ahead. So one of the first things I need to do, Joseph, is I need to set you up with an onboarding call. That's the very first thing that gets everything kicked off. That's a call with one of our techs. And what they'll do is quality control, check all of the information I took in from you today, make sure it's accurate. We want everything 100% before it goes out of here. So I'll collect a bunch of info from you, last name, credit card info, all the list of services you offer, all those things, and then they'll double-check me on all of that. So for your onboarding call, let's see, today... Well, we
I
have
hate giving my credit card number. And every time I give my credit card over the phone, somebody ends up trying to get in my account. Crazy.
It won't happen with us. If it ever does, you let me know. You let me know.
How do you know? You don't know who's listening to my phone.
Well, your phone. Your phone. I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you said.
No, you guys, if you're legit, you send me a receipt, everything's cool.
Yes, exactly. Right? Yes, I do.
I do. Yeah, it's giving my number physically, like I am right now, and I give you my digits.
Well,
it doesn't matter. You know why? I'm going to move over just, I have a third account. I'm going to move over just enough. Where they can go in there all they want. They're not going to get nothing. Because how long does it take you to pull the money out? Right away?
Yeah, we'll charge it today. So today we'll charge your first month and then just that 99 setup fee. And then that's it. The setup fee goes away after today. And that just covers programming and content creation. So we'll also write all of that content for your website, for Bing. Really, Joseph, you don't have to worry about a thing other than answering the phones. Super simple, okay? So now, but your onboarding call, so I'm going to need an hour of your time blocked off, but the call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. So we could do, let me see what we've got here.
I hope you guys are legit, man. I don't feel like getting ripped off today.
Well, I'll tell you, I came here to work because they are, because the company is. I used to be in construction myself. I actually retired from it last year, because it just got to be too much for my body. The long hours, I couldn't do it. And, I had been taken by Angie's, in my construction company, and three different companies that it was horrible. Anyway, the only one that actually did what they said they were going to do was the company I now work for. So, I think you're a lot like me in that if your name is on it, it's got to be right. Like your painting work and your repair.
No, right? I'm not a 22-year-old kid. No, man. I'm very on top of my work. I tell you
right.
What, you know, when somebody does something, right?
Yeah.
I do something in your house, right? And I got a couple of men. At the end of the job, you tip my men sometimes, right? They get tipped.
Right.
The last three jobs I did were from Angie's List. I did them alone. And each customer gave me a $100 tip. I'm like, you don't tip the owner.
Nice.
You tip the workers. No,
nice.
We want to tip you because they like me, I guess. They were very,
yep.
I'm good with people. I sound a little rough around the edges out. I get a phone call out of the blue. Of course, I'm going to be a little on guard. I'm a little standoffish. I sound a little, rough around the edges. But, you know, I just, you don't know. That's why. You never know. I've done things before where I'll give you an example. 3 weeks ago, I ordered a pressure washer, right?
Right.
Online. Oh, it was a closeout. The guy was going out of business, right? I paid him through PayPal to protect my money. I was right. The whole thing was a scam.
Now
I got to go through all the paperwork and stuff with PayPal to get a measly, a couple hundred bucks back.
Yeah. Wow. Well, let's get you set up on
what
real
is the name
stuff.
Of your company, that'll be, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. It's Local Splash.
Local Splash?
Local Splash. My name is Gail.
Hold on, Gail. Hold on.
No problem. Oh, no, don't worry about it, Joseph. I'm gonna text you here in just a minute.
Okay.
Let's get you going here. So, is your first name Joseph?
Yes.
And then last name is Joris, right? Joris.
No.
Oh.
Last name is Lepore.
Lepore. Lepora?
No. Lepore.
Ah, Lepore.
Lepore. Now,
Lepore.
Joris. Yeah. Yes? Joris.
No.
Joris stands for my name and my wife's name combined. Her name is Doris.
Oh.
My name is Joe. So we
name I love that. I love that. Yeah. That's awesome. What a great name. All right, Joseph, what is your email address?
My email address is Joeylep.
Joeylep at?
gmail.com.
And then do you have access to that email on your phone there, Joseph? And do you prefer to be called Joey, by the way?
Yeah, Joey's cool.
Okay. All right, Joey. I like to call you whatever you prefer to be called, just not late for dinner, right?
Right. No, Joey's cool. But the thing is,
all right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not asking to pay for more, but I don't know how you guys make money at $350 a month, but I'm down for that. That's about what it costs me for my yellow ad, honestly. My yellow
ad. Sure. Sure. Absolutely.
I paid $500.
We just don't feel a need to soak you when it's not necessary. I mean, sure, I suppose I could add money on there, but it's just not necessary. So,
no, well, see, Angie soaks you, and you get no work on top of it.
Yeah, I hear you. I've been there, done that. So,
it's
Joey,
like, you know,
I just sent.
It's like,
yeah.
What's that?
I sent you an email. It's titled Dashboard and Analytics. That's informational.
What's your name, Gail?
Yes, sir. My name is Gail. So, I just sent you a... yes. Yes, that's me.
All right. All right,
okay.
So you sent me something with this client dashboard.
Yep. So, we didn't even cover that. So, you'll actually have an area that you can log in whenever you want and see how many clicks and calls you're getting. We want you to have that information. We don't want it hidden from you. We want you to know, are we doing our job? So we give you that dashboard so you can see what's coming through. And then the second email I sent you is the exact price and package I quoted you. I want that in writing for you. No question about what you're being charged. And then... Joey, the number we're on, your 631-806-1673 must be your cell phone.
That's my cell phone, my everything number.
Perfect. And your business line then, too.
Yeah, like
excellent. Right? Yes, sir. That's my extension. So
yeah,
what are
you, regional pricing director?
Yes. I am, and I love my New Yorkers. I've been working with New Yorkers since, oh my gosh, a long time. Well, I'm originally from Wisconsin, but I now live in Colorado and I work remotely from home. But, gosh, I am. And Joey, I'm going to send you 3 text messages. The first one's on its way. It's my direct contact info. Want you to have that in your phone. And so I'm the lead on your account. If you ever have problems, I'm the dog you want on that bone, okay? So don't sit and stew on something. Call me and let me know, and I'll get it fixed, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Next one is customer service line. I want you to have that. And then, let me see, I think they took the third one down. Okay, sorry, just the two text messages. And then, let's get my, now, on the card that you're going to use today, Joey, does your middle initial appear, or is it just Joseph Lepore?
No, a middle initial.
Okay, what's your middle initial?
F.
Yes, got it. Thank you. Let me fill that in.
What's the total going to be? So like, I'm going to transfer from my business account to I call it a dummy account. What I do is when I do something, let's say I buy something, $100 off Amazon. I take my money and I transfer it to this account. So when I use this card, there's only that amount in there, and
perfect. Yeah, that's smart. Very smart.
If you steal the numbers, they're not going to be able to get much. But how
do
they pay monthly?
So what we'll do, we'll input that card today. So today's total will be $448. That's your first month at $349 and the one-time $99 setup fee. And then you're welcome to change cards anytime. So it is set up as a, yeah, perfect. Now.
Wait. My question is this.
Yes, sir.
Is there any way I can, do you have an app or a website or something where I can take the card that I'm going to pay you with permanently that, in other words, you're going to go in there monthly and automatically take it out, right?
Yes. And so to answer your question, yes, that dashboard that I mentioned and I sent you the email on just for more info on it, you'll be able to do exactly that. You can change that credit card in there anytime. That's going to be your account. Okay? Is that fair enough?
Wait. Excuse me one second. Let me just, I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to transfer money.
You go right ahead. I'll wait.
Transfer to. Okay, amount. How much is the amount?
$448 on the dot. No pennies.
I'm going to put a few dollars extra just to make sure. Probably. Alright, $448. Where is this? Oh man, hold on. Just excuse me.
No worries. $448, yes sir.
Alright. I put $460 in there so I know what card this.
$460.
Transfer. Confirm transfer. Hold on.
No problem. I'm doing some of my things I need to check off here, too.
Account. What is going on here now?
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Oh.
Go to my accounts. Okay. All right. Now I can use this card. And my question also, what days do I pay? Are you going to let me know all of this?
Yes, I will. So it'll be the 18th of every month. Easy as that.
Not that easy when you're paying a million things. You know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, this one will be worthwhile. So now, you got that all finished? Okay.
Let me ask you something. How does, it would be how much a month now? $350?
$349.
All right. I rounded off. All right. $350 on the 18th.
Yes.
Of every month.
You got it. You got it.
Oh, then you're going to, you go by the day I start. All right. Now, is there anything that could remind me that, like, you know, like a day or so before, do you remind me with an email or something that, Or do I ask?
You know, I will ask, do you get a reminder? I will find that out for you.
Forget to make a payment and then I lose my spot and they throw me off or whatever.
Right. Good thinking. Good thinking. I will find out. I'm not sure. That's a really good question. I'll find out. I'll definitely find out.
If not, I'll make it my business to remember. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Okay, let me update that. Now, Joey, if I could have you look at your calendar, do you have time today that we could do your onboarding call so we can get started on the programming?
It's going to have to be in a couple hours. I have a few things I got to take care of.
No problem. So,
well, you guys are in a different time zone than me anyway, right?
Yeah, we're on the West Coast. So we could do, let me see, we could do 2 o'clock. So I'll say it in your time. We could do 2 o'clock, 4, 5, or we could look at tomorrow.
No, 5 is cool.
5 o'clock, you got it. But you finish out your work day.
Well, I gotta take care of things today.
Yeah. Let me build this calendar appointment here real quick. And then I'm gonna send you another email. Make sure that looks good.
I wonder where I could put these emails. Where would you put these emails to save them?
Oh, that's a really, I don't know. Do you have a folder on your phone you could, in your, save folder or something?
My wife knows how to do all, she knows how to do all of that. But she won't be.
There you go.
I sent her and my 13-year-old to Europe for 2 weeks, so they'll be back next week.
Did you? Wow. Lucky them. That is awesome. That is awesome.
It's not like that. I got a house there that was willed to me when I was a kid.
So really?
She goes every year. I can't go. I'm too busy.
Wow. Wow. That's just wow. I'm still wowing. Even though it's no biggie for you, I'm wowing.
We're
in Europe.
Right on the, Croatia. Right, like on the Adriatic Sea.
Gotcha. So you're from Croatia, or well, your ancestry is Croatian then?
No, she is. I'm Italian.
I got you. I thought you...
Italy right now. They don't show you on the news, but the news that I get, they show you. The streets are, in Italy, are packed with vicious, violent protesters because there's bread lines everywhere. And that's what's coming out of America. People don't want to wake up.
No, I hear you. I definitely hear you.
And you're smart. You sound smart. You see what they're doing, these people.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
They're killing all
Absolutely.
The cows. They're making the water. They're making all of the bread basket dry. It's just a mess, this world.
It is. It really is.
I'm so glad I'm at the end. I'm at the tail end of it. It's just that my boy.
Right, right. How old is he? Did you say 13?
He's 13. He'll be 14 October.
Okay. Wow. I know. I hear you.
Perfect
time to get
drafted into the BS wars.
Yeah, right? Ugh, let's pray that doesn't happen.
Where we at, you know?
I just sent you another email. So this subject line is Local / CIE. If you could open that one. Yeah, it's a calendar appointment. Local / yeah. And if you could just hit the yes on that, that would be great.
What's that for?
That is for your onboarding appointment at 4 o'clock.
Today?
I'm sorry. Yes. And I'm sorry, it's 5 o'clock your time.
Change time zone. What is this, man? I got it.
Okay, good.
I was excited to remember something. I suck so bad with computers, phones. I'm a pencil and an eraser guy. I am a brick and mortar store type of guy. I don't like anything on the internet. Let me see.
No worries. Right. Once we get through this, you're home free.
All right. What does it say here?
It says
I have an appointment between 5 and 6.
You got it. Yep, that's it. That's your onboarding call.
Don't press nothing?
Yeah, hit the yes button, if you would, please.
Where it says going?
There should be yes, no, maybe.
That,
right,
yeah,
underneath.
All right. Got
perfect.
It.
You found it.
Okay.
Let me just refresh and update on this end. Well, it's not there yet.
Let me see.
Sometimes it takes a minute.
So how does this work?
Right, well,
Google has independent contractors like yourself going out scouting for people to take these ads?
Partners, yes. Yep, exactly. Yeah, so they rely on partners like us for first-page listings because they don't work with the smaller companies. They work with the Hewlett-Packards and the Dells and the...
They work with those...
Yeah, they work with them directly, but the rest of us, you know...
Sweep up the crumbs.
There you go. There you go. But we take pride in what we do. We love helping our small business owners. Okay, let me see if that came through. Not yet. You did hit the yes option, right, Joey?
Yeah, but nothing fancy happens. Let me try again.
Okay.
So let me see. So this, let me see. Oh, I see. You hit yes, then you hit it again. There you go. Now you can get it.
All right.
You got it?
There, we got it. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Good job. Okay, now company name, Joris, J-O-R-I-S, painting. Is there an Inc. or an LLC or anything behind that?
No, I'm a DBA, so.
All right.
I don't.
No problem.
I just write Joris Painting.
No problem. And then, what is your address?
The address is 89 Rosevale Avenue. Rosevale with a V.
In Ronkonkoma, 11779.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me update that. And then now what we'll do, I assume that's a home address.
That's my home.
Okay. So we won't publish that street address. In fact, I'm making a note right now. Do not publish address. It is a home address. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. We got that.
So in a couple of months from now, if I get on my phone and I Google for a painter, I would see myself come up.
Yes. Absolutely.
Really?
Yes. All right. You really will. I know.
Because that's usually how people do it. Usually people don't say, give me Angie's list. And then, no, they usually say a painter in my area. I know that's what I do.
I lock my keys in my car.
I need a locksmith.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Now, so we got to run quick through the services that you offer. I assume I can say interior painting, exterior painting.
Exterior painting.
Okay. Any other services?
Yeah, we spackle.
I can spell that right. There we go. Do you do like drywall repair?
Drywall, yeah, we do we pressure wash and we do drywall repair, yeah. Nope, that's not.
All right.
I like to say wallpaper. But the guy that's with me, I don't know what his schedule is, so it's like I'd have to, I do prepare.
Sure.
I can always talk to people if they call.
Got you. Okay. Any other services that you want listed to pop up under?
So it's under.
Yep. Got John painting.
Wallpaper removal.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, nobody likes to do that.
I bet not. It's a mess. What about popcorn ceiling? Staining. Oh, good.
Yeah, I know. I don't do popcorn ceiling. I'll pay a popcorn ceiling, but I won't. Yeah.
Won't knock it down. That's a mess, too.
Yeah, you know why? Because most people who do it, they do it on new houses because they don't want to prep. So they don't prime.
Mm.
They spray the ceiling with the popcorn. 10 years later, I go to roll it, and it comes off on my roller.
Oh. I bet. I bet. Okay. Perfect. Got it. And then, let me see. I've got to do a couple more fill-ins and check-offs here. So I'm running through everything now, making sure that I don't have any typos and that I've caught everything. So I'm going to send you another text. This is, you can look at it later. This is on how the call tracking works, how we track how many clicks and calls you're getting. Do you even want me to send you the link? I'll send it.
Yeah.
It's information, more info. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
with
I'm going to have my wife put it into a folder and then put an icon, so I press it, and then all my business stuff opens up to you guys.
There you go.
I don't know how to do nothing when it comes to computers. I really don't.
All right. And then, now, I would assume you prefer to be contacted by phone, Joey?
Sure.
Okay, perfect.
They can phone me, they can email me, they can text me, they can do whatever they want with that number.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Any of the above. That makes it even better. More ways that people can get a hold of you, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've got to do a couple more little fill-ins here. I'm actually getting close to being done with using up your time.
No, I'm not worried about it.
Okay. All right. That looks good.
You look like you look like my sister Rosa.
Really? You know, yeah. I just recently found my twin here. Wow. But so I guess I have another one, and she's your sister.
Yeah. And
that's
you're
awesome.
A smoker too, aren't you? You smoke, don't
you? Yeah, you couldn't tell, right?
You said two words to me. I knew you got a smoker's voice.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, I'm not a quitter. No.
Well, how old are you, if you don't mind?
I don't mind. I am, 52.
Okay, I'm 59.
When okay,
I was 53,
well.
They died. What?
No, go ahead. You're 53 and
no,
what?
No, they diagnosed me with COPD when I was your age.
Really?
Yeah. Me and my uncle, and he died already, but.
Oh, wow.
He must have had a really bad case, because I feel better. Because I was an on-off smoker all my life. A year here, 2 years clean, then I smoked for 2 years. And then, I put it down, and by the grace of God, I'm not long-winded by no means. I'm not gonna be able to run. But I just do an 8-hour day fine. I don't suck for air or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You should think about so young.
Yeah, I think about it. That's as far as I get. Joey, so sure. I'm to the billing. Does the company name appear on the card that you're using, or is it just your own name?
Well, I do have a card for that. Hold on a second. But I lost it this morning, I told you. I can't... Wait. Where's my other one? Did I just lose my debit card?
I hope not.
No, because I'm like that, man. Listen, I lost my debit card this morning, right? I went out to the car to call the bank, and I found it in my glove box.
There you go.
I stuck it back in my wallet. There it is.
Oh,
so
you are a hoot.
I got to go get a new one tomorrow, but I can still make transactions because I use a phone.
Gotcha. Okay. So, company name on there or no?
No, just my name.
Okay. And then phone number attached to the card, I assume, is your cell.
Yeah.
Okay. And your street address, 89 Rosevale Avenue, Ronkonkoma, 11779. Master Visa Amex. I'm sorry, what?
There's none of that information on his card. It's just a debit card from the bank. It's a Visa card.
It goes by where the billing, where your bank statements go to. So, and they go to your house.
Right.
Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa. All right. I'm ready for those digits. I am alone. There's nobody around me. I'm going to read back
as you give them. It's the person that are listening to my phone. My phone's always being listened to. I'm on some sort of a watch. Oh, I am. I know I'm on a watch list because I am I'm one of those woke people that know what's going on in the world, and I know what the government's up to. So I'm on a list.
I gotcha. Well, it's
like an Alex Jones
on my
list,
end.
You know? It's like an Alex Jones list.
I gotcha. Right. So I'm going to read back every four digits as you give them to me, Joey, just to make sure I got them right. So ready when you are.
All right. Oh, man. I wish there was a way to do it. All right. 4783.
4783.
4000.
4000.
0490.
490.
4352. Now, your money is the only money in that account. I moved it over there.
All right. No problem. What's the expiration date, hon?
525.
Five. Oops.
I would suggest
and then
locking your
what
money.
Is...
So get your fingers on that money as quick as you can.
I will. And what is that security code there, Joey?
098.
Got it. Let me update that. Okay, there we go. So let me send that through.
There's got to be a better way to do business. People should have an app where I go to your app, and then I can press the numbers for the card. I can't even do it with a phone, because when you press the phone number, it goes there, tee-ta-ta-tee-ta.
Right. Oh.
That's right. They got these little boxes that go next to the phone. They know that which noise is for what number, and they get your numbers in.
Wow. All right. So, Joey, one more thing. Well, two more things we have to do, and then I'll let you back to your day. So we're going to do the voice verification. There's an email on its way to you, though, and it'll say local splash initial invoice. That's your receipt for today's 448. And there's also, if you scroll, I think it's toward the bottom, it'll say click here to accept. I'll need you to click that link.
Hold on. You know what's funny is the people with the pressure washer, they took PayPal and they gave me a receipt and they still ripped me off.
Oh, my.
This is horrible.
Wow.
All right, I hit it.
All right. Let me see if that updated. Now, it'll ask you to type your name in if you got to the right place. Once you hit that click to accept, it should take you to a form where it'll ask you to type your name.
It brought me down to how much I paid, blah, 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 blah.
Perfect.
Wait. It says click here and type your name. Is that it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Click here and type your name.
Yep, and you'll have to include the F, no periods or anything. It's all picky. Right.
And I'm not going to do no capitals, right?
Actually, yes. Wherever it asks for a cap letter, so your first and last name and the F will be capitalized.
Wait a second with this piece of garbage. I get so mad with you. I do. I get very, very frustrated. J-O-S-E-T-H. I cannot stand anything electronic.
I know. I hear you. I fumble up on my phone all the time.
All right. So
it's like a constant.
Now, yep. Confirm?
Yes, please.
Come on. Well, it says I certify that I am the authorized holder of the credit card. Should I press that too?
It won't let my name please. Go, bro. Yep. Oh, did you say it wouldn't let your name go through?
No. Like, I signed it.
Okay.
No, you got my signature?
Let me check. No.
Of course you don't.
Sometimes it takes a minute.
All right.
Did it take you to a login screen, Joey?
It took me to a thing that said signature.
Okay.
Please electronically sign the document by typing your name and then entering confirm. My name is typed in there. Now I'm hitting confirm and nothing's happening.
I bet you might have caps in the wrong place. Did you put any periods or punctuation?
No.
Because it'll kick it. It'll kick it.
Let me start over.
So it'll want Joseph.
I got it.
F.
J. It's a large J. All right, here it is. Joseph.
Yep.
And F. Where the freak is F? There's my fucking aggravate.
F is on the middle row.
F. Oh, that's a small F. Maybe I'm a large F.
Yes, it is.
For the
it
middle
is.
Name. So they give me a small L. All right, L-E-P-O-R-E.
Yes. And did you cap and, the L?
Yeah, should I put junior? I'll leave it.
Beautiful. No, don't put the junior.
All right, now hit confirm.
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Now, did it take you to a login? Awesome. You are in the right spot, Joey. So they will give you that login during your onboarding call this afternoon. So we're good to go there.
What do I do with it for the time being? Just forget it?
Just forget it. Close it out. You don't need
there
it
you go.
For now. And then, so we're good. Last thing, very, very last thing, we'll do the voice verification. So this is going to outline the services that we're going to provide. It's required of us as Google partners. It's recorded and it's attached to your file for your protection. So a couple places I'll ask you to say something like company name. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Jarvis Painting.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph LaFori.
And your title? Owner is
well,
fine.
Can I? My wife's the owner of it, though.
Okay, so co-owner. Or
yes.
VP. One of them?
Yeah, VP's cool.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, that I am.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
You mean, am I responsible for it? Yes.
Yes. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and texts coming from Local Splash?
Wait a second. Repeat that.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and texts coming from Local Splash?
That means if you're going to call me for anything, am I going to pick up? Yes.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
What does that mean?
So if you add, Twitter, and you're using that for advertising or selling or whatever.
No, I'm not a computer person.
If you do, just let us know if you do. That way we can make sure everything ties together. You don't lose perfect.